Welcome to Overtime on Inferno, your weekly roundup of all the biggest stories in CSGO. Quicker than we only have one major playoff team returning from IEM Rio.
If you can raise the end of the episode.
I thought you were going to go with, like, there's only one top five player in the playoffs.
No.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Let me finish the intro.
Yeah.
If you could rate and review us by the end of the episode, that'd really help us. I'm Logan. This is AZ Ask. Okay, so the intro bit, right? There's only one team that was in the IEM Rio playoffs that is still in the playoffs for Paris, and it's Heroic.
Holy shit. Yeah, that's crazy. I saw the stat earlier that's like 8 of the top 20 and 1 of the top 5 HLTV top 20 is in the playoffs.
That sounds right.
Shiro and Axile and Simple.
Oh, yo, top 5 players. Top 5 players, yes.
Yeah. The top 5 players from the top 20.
I mean, I'm not sure it's much better for team count wise either.
there's Heroic, there's Vitality, there's FaZe. It's fine. Even though Heroic play FaZe.
Yeah, this is a bit of a weird major. All right, we are recording on Tuesday. This is Tuesday, right? Okay,
it is.
We're recording on Tuesday.
Technically, it's Wednesday morning for me, but yes, it's Tuesday.
We're recording Tuesday Eastern Time. More importantly, we're recording post Tuesday games. We're trying to get this out to you on Wednesday so you can have time to listen to this before your games. The games start on Thursday because we have playoffs. This major kind of went really quick. It was really slow at the beginning, and now we've got 4 more days of the major and we're done. Which is insane. All right, so we're here to talk about the Legends stage, which was the middle stage. Let me remind you. Actually, I'm not even going to remind you of teams that went out. We're going to just start with the 0-3 teams.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, the reason I'm in a hotel room, I am in Paris in the studio writing for Blast TV. It's very strange being... So for the G2 game, Sam said to me, oh, do you want to go and be like... in the room, like when the winning moment happens for the G2 Fnatic game. And I was like, fuck yeah. And you really get a new sense of what it's like to lose a Counter-Strike game like that when you see the players straight after they lose. It's... I wanted G2 to lose, so, you know, I was kind of thinking I'd enjoy it, and then you see it and you're like, this is actually kind of stressful.
All right. So let's start. Thank you for your in-person account recount of stories. G2 was not an 0-3 team, though. So
no, they weren't.
They weren't. I'm not sure the other two teams were. Yeah. Let's start with 9, a team that played really, really well at the RMR. I'm not sure anyone really expected them to go extremely far here. I had Hopium, but I don't know how many others really had 9 Hopium here.
There's, you know, there were some people who rated them. I kind of thought they'd do better than this, but I didn't think they'd make it through. They lost 2 best of 1s and then got FaZe in the best of 3. It's really hard to rate them too badly for that. Like, it happens.
Yeah, kind of brutal there. I don't have much more to say. I do have one thing to say. Pasha of Pasha Biceps fame decided he was going to bike from Poland to Paris,
and they were out by the time 9.
Yeah, they were. He got to like Germany, and they're out of the tournament. And he said, "He's still going because there's other Poles. There's one other Pole actually that's still in now. At the time, there were 2 other Poles.
Is that the coach Kuban?
Oh no, I wasn't counting Kuban. But yeah, no. Okay, so there's 2 Poles. At the time, there were 3. We're quickly losing Poles, but he's continuing for the 2 remaining. We'll talk about them as we get to the teams they're on. So he's continuing, but it was up in the air for about 5 minutes. The other team that we need to talk about in the 0-3 is actually a bit different. It's Furia, who looked like shit.
Yeah, so I was really tempted. We were talking at TLDR Discord before, and I was like, Game of Legion are better than Furia. Like, I can really see Furia bottling it. When I went on a Neokai video for Pick'ems for the RMRs, and I said Furia weren't going to make it out of the NA RMR, that didn't age very well. I was like, it feels like they've been building up to a catastrophic failure for a while, and I thought it was going to be the NA RMR. I was like, I feel like they're just going to have a catastrophic failure at some point. And it's usually at the major that these things come to a head. And then, you know, they breezed through that, and I was like, okay, maybe they'll be fine. And they were talking about how they were changing their style. They're going to play slower so that Chaos Errato is even better. And they were just dog shit. They were terrible. Like they won no T rounds in their best of ones, and then they got battered by G2. And even G2 came out afterwards. Hunter was like, yeah, no, they were playing really slow. It was weird, and it was actually just easier to play against.
There is no sugarcoating it. Like, they played like shit. I don't have a better answer than that.
It's so bad.
It's like, it's just... So, I'm trying to find the tweet because I felt it was important. Okay, so Pimp tweeted something after Furia lost, which I'm going to... I'll read the whole thing, but the whole thing doesn't apply to this specifically. I will never understand people who celebrate others' losses. The bare minimum you can do is respect the person behind the player. You may not like him, but you may not be a fan, but you sure as hell can still respect the fact that he's a human being. This is the part that now applies. I think Art should have been gone from Furia a long time ago. That's a professional opinion. I also reckon Art is a super cool dude and a nice teammate who I've never personally had a bad experience with. Tell the difference before you start doing Twitter. Something to the line.
Boring. You gotta prey on some people's downfalls. Otherwise, what's the point?
My point in that is, look, it's not just us who say that, who have said, right, the Art bit.
Only one team can win the major, which means if you prey on the downfall of every single team, you will be a lot happier than if you prey on the happiness of every single team. I think Confucius said that. Only one team can win. Yeah. Everyone else is a
only
loser.
One team. You know, that's a good point.
That's much more fun. That's actually a more positive outlook, is to prey on like negativity.
Shit, he's got us here. And on that note, we're thanks for listening to Inferno.
Speaking of negativity, let's go to G2 and Ents.
There are three teams here. Yeah, let's go to G2. Also, kind of looked like shit.
Not quite as bad. I mean, okay.
So they got a bad pull. Let's be clear. They kind
of
got a bad pull.
It kind of depends how you feel about best of ones as well. I personally have the opinion that people overrate the randomness of best of ones. If teams lose best of ones, it's usually because there is some sort of problem, at least on that map that they've picked. Like, when you see G2 lose the best of ones, it was like, oh yeah, but it's best of ones, and you watch them in the best of threes, you're like, oh, it wasn't just best of ones. Like, they do have these issues.
So here's my best of one bit, because everyone's got a bit on this, is that when you play best of one against a team, the theoretics is that you are on the most even map between both of the teams. That doesn't always happen.
What would be the deciding map in a best of three?
But in theory, it doesn't go exactly that way, but you're damn close to being on one of the three, like three middle of the road maps, right? Because each team gets a permaban in there. Each team gets two permas in there. So you're at one of three maps. You mm-hmm. should know how to play the map,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, every team's got one perma, and then probably one map that they just generally don't like to play, that they'll play once in a while. And so you get to ban both those. So you should play something that's in your map pool. So best of ones, like, yeah, okay, you only get one game. So if you fuck up, you fuck up. There is some randomness in that. And if someone has an insane game, yeah, there is some randomness. There is more randomness in that than a best of three. But it's not to a degree of, it's just best of ones.
Yeah, you still have to win a best of three to qualify. You still have to lose a best of three to be eliminated. And if you're losing a best of three to be eliminated, you would have been eliminated in the playoffs anyway, because you would lose. There's no room for mistakes. It's the fucking major, like, and that's the way it should be. Like, if you make a mistake, you lose the game. It's harder. That's fucking life, man. Like, that's how it works. It's a competition works.
Hold on. I feel like we're getting too close to the advocating that every match should be a best of one because they are harder than best of threes.
No, but I also so. I've seen this, like, oh, every game should be a best of three. This is like a thing people say, and it's like, how long do you think we have for the major?
How long do you think we have?
We currently play 16 best of ones on one day. If you make those best of threes, you're adding 4 days to the major.
So another major tournament in esports is going on simultaneous. League of Legends Midseason Invitational. And they've switched everything is a best of three or best of five. Best of five is normal for League. Yeah. They switched everything, so it's at least a best of three. And their tournament started a week before the major. They are playing less matches with less teams, and they're going to end on the same date.
Yep. It would take ages to do. I would imagine those people would not want to do a Swiss system, and then you'd have a different system, and it's like, okay, but still, like, whittle down 24 teams to 8 for the playoffs, and you can do a bunch of groups, like 4 groups of 8 or something, and then top 4. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can do it, yeah, but I still think it's going to take fucking ages if it's all best of threes. Like,
yeah,
best of ones, because also if you want to say, oh, you know, well, best of threes are less random than best of ones, well, best of fives are less random than best of threes, but you have to value your time. So there is a time element to it, like there is, and undoubtedly. And I just think that who are the two teams who went 3-0?
Heroic and Vitality. The two best of teams
don't look so fucking random when Heroic are playing them. Let me tell you.
Yeah. It hurts for high volatility teams, but on the other hand, you're a high volatility team in a best of one, you're still going to be a fucking high volatility team in a best of three.
Yeah,
it's not like it magically goes away. Like,
G2 are a high volatility team in every fucking tournament there is.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm agreeing. Like, FaZe lost 3 best of threes and still fucking qualified. Like, they only won best of ones at the RMR.
They're a high volatility team. Like, they really are. Like,
the problem is that people have this idea that tier one and tier two are distinct, when realistically,
yeah,
what many of the teams that would be considered tier one are only tier one because they're in the Louvre agreement. Yeah, you cannot convince me that, like, Mouse are better than Monte. Like, obviously, right? But, like,
both of us have been seeing, like, the best teams should be the ones that go into the playoffs in the major, and, like, that isn't the case here, so this major is a fluke, and that's just like fucking bullshit, because, like,
people would rather blame the format than the teams who don't fucking win. Like, it's
the
not
best
the fault of the eight, format if you lose.
The best 8 teams that are here right now are the 8 teams that made it to playoffs.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Saying, oh, but we shouldn't have FaZe Na'Vi in a qualification game. Na'Vi shouldn't have fucking lost 2-0 to Monte. Like, this doesn't happen if Na'Vi don't get fucking banged out by Monte. Na'Vi did not deserve to go to playoffs. They were terrible. They got battered by Liquid on Inferno, got battered by Monte in 2 maps, and then choked a massive lead against FaZe. Like, nothing about the Na'Vi's performance deserved playoff, and the only reason people suggest otherwise is because they like the names on Na'Vi. So, like, the legendary players, why don't they fucking play like them then?
It's like, congrats, you have Simple. Congratulations. That doesn't mean that you should
ever.
Yeah. All right. So G2, Nika will not be able to win a major in Counter-Strike Global Offensive, which is a big story point of this. Because as someone who had been considered since, like, what, 2016 to be one of the top 3, top 4, top 5 players at any given moment, he's been in 1 major two major finals, and both of them
were his fault.
No, the FaZe one was not his fault. I don't know if I'd go as far as to say
the G2 one was not his fault. The FaZe one was his fault.
Okay.
The FaZe one was at least partially his fault. He was not good in that major final. The G2 one, I mean, he was fucking lights out and still lost. That was not his
fault. I mean, you have to remember, it was also the Deagle clip. He was in America, okay? It trips everyone up for the FaZe one.
That should have been his crowning moment. If he wanted to be the guy who wins a major, he wanted to be that guy. He wanted to be in the conversation. You've got to win those moments. Like, whenever I've ever been having this discussion the last few days with people in Paris, and they're like, oh, is he the best, the GOAT rifler? Like, and it's like,
no.
And all I do every time is I just link the clip of Shaquille O'Neal talking to Charles Barkley, where he goes, where's your rings, Chuck? He hasn't won anything. He's just not won enough. Like, he hasn't won a major. In the biggest fucking moment of his life, he choked.
And it's not that he was on Mouse Sports the whole time, with, and I don't mean that the players on Mousesports at the time were shitters, but like, it's not like he was on the best player in the roster by far, and no, and the org isn't putting people around him. He has been playing with his cousin for like 3 years straight, who is considered one of the best lurk players in the world. They brought in the best sniper since Simple. They brought in one of the best snipers since Simple. They brought in JKS, who has been shown that he can adapt to everything, and they brought in Hooksie, who has shown that he can IGL and corral three mega ego stars to a degree.
Yeah, they've
built around Nico. They have said, "What do you need? Let's do it."
So look at the FaZe team he lost that major final with.
It was Olaf, Guardian,
super team.
Yeah. Olaf, Guardian, Kerrigan, Nico, Rain?
Yeah. So
Rain.
Of that team, Rain and Kerrigan have since won majors, and Olaf Meister had won it before. The odd ones out are Nico and Guardian, and that you can't ignore that. Like, you can't ignore that Nico hasn't won a major. Like, can you truly be great if you haven't won the biggest trophy? And I don't think you can. And he never will in CSGO.
There's very, very few exceptions to this rule. I'm thinking across sports. Like, you say Joe Montana is a great quarterback for the NFL, and he never won a championship.
I can't speak on that. There's very few, but like in basketball, you cannot be anywhere near the conversation if you haven't won like three championships.
But like, it is famously right that he never. That like there are plenty. So I'm sorry. Why did I say Joe Montana? I think I meant someone else. Naismith. I think that's basketball. I don't know what I'm thinking of. There is a quarterback who is considered one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL ever, who never won a Super Bowl. And there's the one exception.
You don't even remember his name.
No, because I'm like,
you need
I'm,
to know.
Famous.
No, I do think that's a. It's a blight on Nico's record.
Dan Marino, like, I'm going insane.
Okay, but I don't think you can ever. You are there to win, and he just hasn't. And he's had this G2 team and this FaZe team are super teams. G2 didn't qualify for the last major and went out 1-3 in this one.
Yeah,
they're like 1-6 in those games. Like, it's terrible, man. And Ents will go under the radar because so many other big teams failed. It's fucking inexcusable for Ents. It's inexcusable.
Ents was a 3-0 team. Ents and G2 both were 3-0 teams in the Challenger stage who absolutely destroyed everyone that they walked into. That like they won. And then they went up against the tier one competition.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't do anything about it, right? Because G2 and Ents didn't play shit teams. I mean, they both played Bad News Eagles, who also went out 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
But they played Bad News Eagles.
Eagles aren't a bad team either.
Like, no, they're not. They're not bad either. So G2 lost to a best of one to Vitality, who went through 3-0. They played a really good team. They lost to Bad News Eagles. They won against Furia, who we already said went out 0-3.
Yeah, yeah.
And Furia, then they lost to Fnatic.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one. Like, whatever you say, tier one competition, Fnatic are not tier one. They're just not. And I fucking love Fnatic. I wanted them to win. I even wanted them to win against Into the Breach because I just love Mezzi. Like, I love Mezzi, man. Yeah. He's a blue nose. He's from my ends. Like, he's my guy. He's stuck on that team. We'll get to Fnatic in a second.
Yeah. You go through those teams, three of them, Louvre Agreement teams that you generally, if you're not like really watching, you could consider tier one, right? Furia and Vitality, generally people will say tier one, and Fnatic kind of gets the, we used to have Olaf Meister buff, though it seems to be wearing off.
Fnatic have one tier one player.
Okay. At this point, yes. But Ents played against Bad News Eagles, who we've already said was a pretty good team. Vitality, same team that G2 had to play against, and then they played against NiP, who's another supposed tier one team.
Come on. Ents lost it Into the Breach.
Yeah, that I wasn't going to mention that one, but I mean, I was, but bridge
and NIP in the best of it. If you want to be in top eights, you've got to be fucking smacking teams like NIP. NIP dicked them. They dicked them, man. Like, it wasn't close. Yeah.
I'll give people passes on Into the Breach because they've looked lights out this tournament.
Enter an outsider to win the fucking thing. They're an outsider. Like, if you said, I think Enter going to win this major, you'd be a bit rogue, but it's not that ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
And then they just fucking shit the bed. Like, you've got to be beating teams like Into the Breach. You can't be giving Into the Breach Vertigo. I said on this podcast,
yes,
if you give Into the Breach, if any of these teams give Into the Breach Vertigo, they can beat them. If I can tell you
they
that.
They have.
Ent should know that. And maybe it's a case of Ent going like, no, this is a good map for us. Like, we're just going to play on a map we come from beating, whatever. Like, I don't think that's the strat. I don't think you give them Vertigo. I just think that's insane. But
they
maybe Mirage was better. I don't know.
They've been playing a lot of Vertigo recently.
Yeah, they're really good at it. Watch Cypher on Vertigo. He looks like one of the best players in the world on that map. He really does.
So next team we got to talk about here, Bad News Eagles. I don't have much to say on this.
Bad News Eagles are really unlucky. Like,
yeah,
they had a 1-2 game against FaZe Clan, and they were seconds from beating them. Like, they were really close to beating them, and then they just couldn't get it over the line. They're not the first team who will not get it over the line over the FaZe. They weren't even the last team in the Legend stage to not get it quite over the line over FaZe. Very unlucky. There's very little to say about them. They actually look pretty fucking good against FaZe. And
they
qualify for the first CS2 major. I love watching them.
Yeah, they won against G2, which, regardless of how G2 performed, I mean, you still take wins against G2 because if they're not performing at the best level, they're still some of the best aimers in the world. So fuck it, you take wins against there. And they lost to Apex, who also looks really, really good in this major.
Yep.
And I mean, the FaZe match, it was like what, double overtime to end the match? It was like double
match points.
Yeah, it was overtime on Mirage, and then it was full distance regulation on Inferno to end. Like, it was comeback on Inferno. That Inferno game was a banger.
Yeah, it was a great game, and I think Bad News Eagles put up as good, if not a better, showing than Na'Vi against FaZe.
All right, let's talk about the teams today that were eliminated today. So this is the last group of eliminated teams. Mind you, before we start on this, the last five teams we talked about, I had all of them advancing in my pick'ems. My pick'ems were
Fury
fucked.
There's no way I'd be picking Fury.
I picked all of the 0-3 teams and all of the 1-3 teams. It's impressive how terrible my pick'ems were.
That is bad. I mean, you like Heroic 3-0 is just so fun. Like, they always go 3-0. Like,
I put Na'Vi, and then I put Fnatic as 0-3. I had no faith in Fnatic.
Fnatic 0-3 is actually kind of defensible. I'm not actually against that too much, especially
Let's talk about Fnatic. They're one of the 2-3 teams. They lost today to Into the Breach. So Fnatic's scoreline: 1 against NIP. Lost to Monty, lost to Game Legion, win against G2, lost to Into the Breach. So they won against tier one opponents. If you can't see, if you're not watching on YouTube, I put the strongest of air quotes above me. And they and they lost to tier two opponents again.
Yeah, I mean, Into the Breach probably wouldn't even call tier two coming into the event. But no. they certainly they look very good at this event. And but do they only look good because, I mean, like, Fnatic looked like the better team on map one, and I was like, right, this game's done. Like, this game's over. But, like, then ITB put like a 14-1 half on.
Yeah, 14-1 half on Inferno. And on Overpass.
It was on Overpass, which is a map they're not good at normally. But at this event, they took Liquid the distance, who are a very good Overpass team, and then smacked Fnatic on it, like 16. It ended like 16-9. But it's 14-1 at the half. Or 16-8. 14-1 at the half. Like, body bag.
And then somehow, Fnatic, in their genius, let the decider map be Vertigo, which is a map that Into the Breach fucking loves, and they slap them silly there 16-4.
Fnatic also love the map, and they did beat G2 on a decider on it the day before. But you don't let into, like, you don't let the underdog get their fucking upset, man. We spoke to Vault, I think it was, and we asked him, like, when you, like, were psyching yourself up for map three, like, what did you say to yourself? And his words were, oh, I said it's Vertigo, so we can do this. Like, he literally was like, he was so comfortable that he's like, oh, it's Vertigo. He's like, any nerves that were gone, he was like, oh, it's Vertigo. You always win Vertigo. Like, we're so comfortable on this map that it's like, all they had to tell themselves to set themselves up was, oh, it's Vertigo. We're fine. Comfortable on the map. Don't let
to show how, like, dominant it was, Crims had the highest rating for Fnatic with a 0.79 rating.
Yeah, Fnatic. Nobody fucking banged.
Nobody, man, on Into the Breach had under a 1, and the top two players has a 1.86 and a 1.68.
Yeah, Cypher was ridiculous.
Cypher and Crucial, those the two players, yeah, were Crucial, like, with the higher, and then Cypher.
Dude, Cypher's just so good on ramp. Like, his timing, his crosshair placement, just the way he takes fights is gorgeous, man. He's so good at that part of the map. Like, I don't know why you would ever want to play him on that map. I think they'll probably get it in their quarterfinal as well. We were looking at it. I'm pretty sure Vitality permaban Ancient.
I believe they do. That does sound correct in my head.
So I think ITB can get Vertigo. They might be able to push it to a map three against Vitality in an arena, which would be amazing. But then you have to remember how good Zywoo is at Vertigo, and it's like...
So next team for us to talk about is Ninjas in Pajamas, who today lost 0-2 to Apex in one of the best. We'll talk about this last game deserves its own conversation.
It was a fantastic game.
Let's talk about the other four first. The last game deserves its own conversation. Lost to Fnatic in the opener, won against Furia, lost to Na'Vi, won against Ents2o, and then today played Apex.
This was a really good game. And I always love the 2-2 games. The 2-2 games always bring amazing drama. The stakes are almost higher than, like, the quarterfinals, because making top 8 is, like, the jump from top 16 to top 8 feels bigger than the difference between top 8 and top 4. Once you've made playoffs, you get to play in front of you get to play on stage. And that, to me, is a bigger prize than getting to play on stage a second time. Yeah. And NIP crumbled under pressure, which is
both games.
The tier one team crumbling, the more experienced team crumbling under pressure against the underdogs is, like, not the way it's supposed to go.
I'm not sure you could say more experienced.
I mean, Alexi B's been, like, he's been to a major final. Config has been in loads of majors. Rez has been in plenty. Brolin has been.
I guess Stiko and Jacob and Cuban, although. That.
Yeah, sure. But, like,
if you're going for trio,
JL's never been to a major.
Yeah, but okay. So
Kicksand both maps new. He's the in-game leader. Like,
both maps in the series, 1 overtime.
Yeah, and 1917 in both of them,
and both 1916 in the Ancient, but both were comebacks, right? So the Vertigo, they were Apex down 6-9 going into their T side. And came back from that
at one point as well.
I believe that may be true. Ancient was an even bigger comeback going into their CT side. It was 3-12. Nip won the pistol and the conversion. It was 14-3, and Apex brought that shit all the way back.
I kind of, like, tuned out for, like, the next five rounds. I was like, all right, this game's over. Like, let's think about map three. And I looked up and it was like 14-8. I was like, hang on, this. Nah, come on. NIP aren't going to check a 14-3. That's just too funny. And then it got to, like, 14-9, and I think Rez should have won a 1v2. Like,
He picks up an AWP, and then he just whiffs the shot.
But he shouldn't even be peeking. There was like 11 seconds left on the bomb. He just has to hide, whatever. He loses that he shouldn't lose, and you're like, they're kind of choking. Hedrick then wins like a 1v2, or maybe that was before. Maybe those things are reversed. I can't remember. Hedrick won a 1v2 at some point. And it was that was to get him to like 15-10. And he was the only guy who won a clutch. They then lost another, I think Rez lost another clutch. And then there was and then in round 30, Hedrick misses a shot that he should just hit every time.
Yeah.
And it ends up going to overtime. They lose. And it's like, you feel really bad for Hedrick because, yeah, he should hit that shot. And he should win that round. And they should win that game. But he was the only fucking one who won a clutch down the stretch. He was the best player.
He shouldn't have been your guy.
Mile.
Like he shouldn't have been your guy.
The best player. Rez on map two went fucking missing. He was
invisible. So I distinctly, so Scrawny and Launders cast this, and I distinctly remember, I think it was Launders, it may have been Scrawny, saying that like Rez had like zero kills or like one kill or some shit by like round 14. But he didn't care. He was smiling because Alexi B had like 18 kills or some shit by the half. And it was like some ridiculous performance by Alexi. And that stuck with me in the back of my brain because you hear in the second half, right? You hear how Apex are like coming back and they're getting rounds together. And it's like, wow, shit. So like Rez was like okay with it before because, okay, he's not winning the duels, but fuck it, someone on the team is.
Yeah. And now nobody is, and Rez still wasn't
in it. And Rez, yeah, he wasn't in it. He couldn't get it going, and it was brutal.
And it's for like, what it's worth, inconsistent, but that's not a time he can afford to go missing.
The ancient game, Hedrick put a 1-4-7 up.
Yeah, he was really good, and he lost the one round that mattered. And it's like, unfortunately, that is just the way it goes, and. If I'm going to say to like Nico, like, oh yeah, you choked your biggest game, like Hedrick choked his biggest round. But Hedrick's like 18 and it shouldn't be on him.
Yeah. He's a kid. He shouldn't have to be the guy. Speaking of the guy, let's go to the last 2 and 3 team. This is not a sincere. Won against Gamer Legion, lost to Team Liquid in one of the strongest outings I've ever seen Team Liquid do.
Yeah, you can't.
One against NIP. One against NIP, lost to Monty, and lost to FaZe in an incredibly close series.
Got smacked by Monty, by the way. Sun Dayoung dropping a 100 ADR series, by the way.
Yeah, the revenge series for Sun Dayoung, the content series between Woro and Simple.
Yeah.
Like,
and then Monty just smacked him, and it was that point you were like, when you see FaZe win their 2 best of 3s, like grind them out, and you see Na'Vi just completely like collapse, you're like, FaZe have probably got the mental edge. And then you go into the series, Na'Vi win map 1, and then FaZe smash him in map 2, and you're like, okay, this is it's going to be a good one. And then like Na'Vi just started pulling away in the second half, and it just seemed like it just seemed inevitable.
On Anubis, map 3.
On Anubis, yeah. And it was like, oh, it was like T-side Anubis. It used to be T-sided. Now it's like slightly CT-sided at this event, I think, if I looked at the numbers.
It's a little. It's
basically, I was like, Na'Vi are making it look T-sided again. And then they sped up for like 3 rounds in a row, lost all of them. And then it was like, this is a concern because it was like 15-12. They had 2 gun rounds because at 15-13 they were not going to get a full buy. They went back to really slow, but unfortunately, like, FaZe had warmed up. And at the 15-14 round, Rain just fucking sprints through A into like the canals and is just shooting them in, like, as they're coming out of spawn. And you could tell Na'Vi had no idea it was even possible. They were not looking. They were jumping around. They had the bomb out. That round was over within 5 seconds because FaZe, once you give FaZe a little bit of momentum, they just go, they will just run at you. Like, they'll just make a play like that. They weren't making it like 13-5 or 13-7 or whatever it was. Like, they weren't making these aggressive plays. Or if they were, Na'Vi were ready for them, but Na'Vi were rocked. And they were just not at all even considering that in round 30, the CTs would just fly through canals.
It was 9-15. FaZe went on a 6-round streak to get it to OT.
And then Na'Vi still could have won it. Na'Vi still could have won it in the first overtime.
They only had one in the first round. They had one by the... So it was 1 for Na'Vi, 2 for FaZe in the first overtime half. And then 1 for FaZe, 2 for Na'Vi to finish it. And then it was the FaZe show from there.
Yeah, and it's just like FaZe just Na'Vi's mental is just not there. And Nipple, it feels harsh to pick on him because that series, Simple actually just didn't show up, and it's Simple's worst major ever. But he's fucking bad, man. Like, it's so sad. But he's just not good enough at this level.
NPL, not Simple. Yet. NPL.
Yeah, sorry, okay. NPL. Like,
let's make this clear. We are not saying Simple isn't good enough for the major. Yeah. We are
NPL is just not good enough, man. And it's a shame. Because he seems like a nice kid, and Na'Vi do keep rotating their fifth. But he was like the third lowest rated player at the event. On Na'Vi, man. Like, you don't get away with that on Na'Vi.
Yeah.
And I know their pool is smaller of players to choose from nowadays because they don't choose Russian players. But I don't know who they get, but it can't be Nipple, man. It can't
be. We'll get to a team that's got some Ukrainians on it that they may want to see if they can get from.
Mm.
But let's talk about the 3-2 teams. So we just talked about the teams that barely didn't make playoffs. Let's talk about the teams that barely did. FaZe is the definition of barely made playoffs here.
Yeah,
went down 0-2 in the best of ones, fought their way up through the best of threes.
They grinded every game.
Yeah.
As you know, they smacked nine and then grinded.
They smacked nine, but then they had to grind really hard against Bad News Eagles. And then they had to grind really hard against Na'Vi to get the win. They played a shit ton. They played six maps between today and yesterday against Bad News Eagles and Na'Vi, and like, what is that, three overtimes, four overtimes, something like that. A lot of OTs, a lot of really, really close maps. They've put a lot of round miles in the last 2 days to get through to the playoffs.
Yeah, and now they have Heroic.
Yeah, and now they have Heroic in round one. We talked a lot about FaZe when we talked about Na'Vi, so. Next thing I want to talk about is Into the Breach.
Yeah, God Save the King.
Oh yeah, you do say
that's
that.
That's my
now.
Review.
That is the thing that is said now. Because the Queen. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Everyone, I think, kind of expected the RMR was a little bit of a fluke. Considering that they like absolutely battered everyone at the RMR and got through. They're like, oh, give them a month and they just won't be. They were fucking great. They lost to Apex, who was the other 3-2 team who had also looked very good and had the whole challenger stage to kind of ramp up, and they've looked like pretty okay. In this, they beat FaZe, they beat Ants, two teams that should beat them most of the time. They lost 0-2 to Liquid, who we'll talk about Liquid in a minute, but. It was a good series,
to be fair. Like,
it's respectable to kind of lose to Liquid right now.
Yeah, it's close,
and then they beat Fnatic.
Yeah, I mean they just look like a good team. I mean, they don't look like a top eight major team yet, because
but it doesn't mean they won't be.
Yeah, because there's still some like I don't know if you saw the Thomas interview, but he basically said as an underdog, there's no point us playing the same brand of CS as these other teams because they'll just beat us at their own game. So, which is when we talk about Furia changing their style.
Say,
the
Furia?
One thing about Furia is that they had a unique style, and if they tried to change it, they'd be like a worse version of Astralis. There's no point doing that. You might as well be the best version of Furia. And Into the Breach just went, well, we're not going to outsmart a team like Fnatic. What are we good at? And they're, well,
Vertigo.
We're fast. Yeah, Vertigo. We're fast. We can aim. And we'll just use our aggression. Like, you might as well, because what's the again, like, what is the point in being another team that does the same thing? They're not going to beat Vitality, who's their quarterfinal opponent. They're not going to beat them by playing like Vitality and out-Vitality-ing them. You might as well just make the game, like, you know, they're saying, like, never argue with an idiot. They'll beat you. They'll bring you down to their level and beat you with experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Into the Breach have to do. They've got to bring Vitality down to their level and beat them with experience of how to thrive in chaos. Now,
God, UKCS.
It's the same as NACS, except we're a lot smaller, so it's more impressive.
Yeah. All right. Are you good with your patriotic talk for... Can we move on to... Let's move on to Apex.
Very patriotic.
We'll move on to Apex. Kind of up and down. They made it through. They should have made it through. They did make it through. They looked good. They had a banger against Nip.
The problem I have with Apex is JL is really good, but I'm worried about him
on the stage
in the big moments on stage. But bro, Jakaim looks insane this
time. He's always been good.
He's always been good, but he had that period on FaZe where he wasn't that good, and then like he sort of had that revolution on Renegades, but man, he's like a superstar level player on Apex at the moment. I don't know what they were feeding him.
We need to talk about Nock though. Nock has been so fucking good.
And his quotes are so good as well. So he won a 1v2 in the last round against NIP.
Knock NIP out of the major. The team that said, Nock, we understand that you're a good player, but we have the ability to sign Device, so we're going to do it. And he fucked them up so badly.
Yesterday he said to Blast TV, he said, it'll be nice to knock NIP out of the major. It's karma. Wins, tweets, it's karma. And then in the after game interview with us, he says, it was destiny for me to knock them out. So good. What a quote. I love that. I love players who can give a good quote. Like,
the storyline was so good there, man.
It was destiny.
And it's not just against NIP that he's been looking good. He has been good against everyone he's played against.
When they won, apparently Kixan shouted, "Who the fuck are you benching?" So good. For a guy, it's his first major. He gets like a massive win as the in-game. He's like, "Fuck, I'm going to go talk shit to NIP." So good, man. NIP was devastated, by the way. Like, Alexi means
tears. So they don't normally... On the broadcast, the casters will finish the game. They'll go, okay, back to the analyst desk. They let Scrawny and Launder stay for like 5 minutes on, and they were just like, it was just camera shots of NIP and Apex. And it was just, they were like, you see and you heard and like you hear Scrawny and Launder's, and just, it is a somber mood looking at them. And you see how much Head Trick took it personally.
Yeah, and it's so bad because he was so good, man. It was not his fault.
No, it wasn't. But you could see so quickly how much Head Trick was taking it personally. And like the rest, it looks so dejecting.
Apex, their game's Liquid, which is a rematch, and it's probably one of the better matchups I could have got. That game is hard to call. It's probably like 60-40 Liquid, but
we're going to talk about it later.
And they're like, I'm happy. They're probably happy with the draw. Liquid probably look at it and go, yeah, we're happy with that draw as well.
All right, we'll talk about it later because we're gonna do some predictions. Let's do the 3-1 teams. Gamer Legion, the first of the 3-1s. They lost to Na'Vi and then ran the gamut. They beat Nine, they beat Fnatic, they beat Apex. They beat three teams they should have beaten.
Like, so good, and I don't know why. IM has just become like a monster.
He was always decent. It's not IM, it's HIM. Him.
Good. I like that.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
I'll take all royalties from that. Thank you.
That's a good one. It's like, you know, when you get like the... you know, when people call MPL MPC when he's bad, you have like the God Alu and Bot Alu, like his good name is HIM,
Craps and Claps,
yeah, and then he's HIM when he's good,
yeah, he's HIM. J Legend's
so good as well. I mean, apparently after that interview, it was Harry who gave it, and he said to Harry afterwards, "Oh, you fucked me with that interview," like kind of joking, laser. Like, you insisted on being called J Legend. This was not on anyone.
No. Did you say he said if we win the champion, I guess I'm gonna have to rename to JC for J Champion.
He should just call himself J Champions now. Like,
no, he said not yet. We're not there yet.
Yeah. Oh, what a guy. He seems like a really good character, but
Gamer Legion fucking played well. Like.
Yeah.
Going back to this team, like, Gamer Legion just played really fucking well.
Suhi breaks everything I think I know about the game. I don't know how he can be this good. It doesn't make sense. How is he this good an in-game leader and this good at the game? No, why is nobody else able to do this? It doesn't make sense.
tier two org, obviously.
It's mental. What a player.
Yeah. Gamer Legion just, they finished business. They literally, they lost to Na'Vi, who they, if you went into this blind, they should have lost to. Every other team that they played against, they should have won, and they took care of business.
Yeah, they're a good team. I mean, they smacked Apex as well, who've beaten some good teams.
Yeah.
Game Legion are good. And they have played Monty, right, I think?
I think so. They play Monty. Okay, so let's talk about Monty. Beat Furia, beat Fnatic in overtime, lost to Vitality 0-2, which I don't think anyone holds against anyone ever.
Everyone's going to lose to Vitality.
And then absolutely whooped the living motherfucking shit out of Na'Vi.
They banged them on Nuke. They absolutely fucking destroyed them on Nuke.
16-2 on Nuke.
I've never seen Na'Vi get just crushed on Nuke like that. Some die young. What? Where has this player been? I liked him on Spirit.
Not on Na'Vi.
He was like a role player on Spirit who was like pretty good at his roles. He was, you know, obviously given the poison chalice to the fifth man at Na'Vi. And for a bit, he was fine. And then he seemed to get worse. He fucking stepped into the server against him and he cooked him. He was frying. I've never seen that out of him. No, I have, but it was rare. And like when they won, like obviously the rest of his teammates went mental. And like SDY like wins that 1v4 on the pistol. And he just sort of went, yeah, it's business as usual.
He knew he could do it. He fucking knew he could do it. He needed the ability. He needed the spots. He needed his way of doing it. He's got the way of doing it. Like,
I guess Sunday Young is just, I guess he's just really good now. It's great. It's just so funny. Like, I fucking love the Major, man.
More on this, like, Monty Na'Vi match, right? Woro was a fucking beast.
Yeah.
Going into the whole story, there was a whole storyline ahead of like Woro being a little bitch about being with Simple in a show match or something, or it was a BS storyline, and then he absolutely dumpster all over Simple.
Yeah, but he says like one day I will destroy you in a tournament. It might not be now, but that day will come, and everyone just kind of was like, fucking chill out, mate. And then he did. You know what?
Yeah,
ball game.
Like Simple on Nuke, under a 0.5 rating.
Yeah.
Woro, 1.7. Like, I know not everything's rating and not everything's in that. It was, the Nuke game was just lights out.
Oh, it was a body bag. Monty deserved to be in the playoffs. They've been really good, all events.
They've been insane at this Major. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the 8 teams that are going into Legend stage made it through play-ins. Challenger stage.
Four of them have come, aren't like partner teams as well.
The only one that is a partner.
Open qualifiers or something.
Four of them aren't partner teams.
Open qualifiers.
Into the Breach came from open qualifiers, but directly into Legends. The two teams that came from Challenger that are the partner teams are FaZe, who we already talked about, and Liquid, who we now need to talk about. Liquid are good.
Yeah,
maybe
they're good. they're
it's a statement that I'm terrified of saying. They beat Nine, who they should have. They absolutely dismantled Na'Vi on Inferno, a Na'Vi classic map.
Yep.
Yukindar had just some kind of godly power behind him for a bit.
Yeah, he was.
I've never seen a 2.0 rating.
Oh no! I've seen some crazy games.
I've never
3.22 out there somewhere.
I've never seen a 2-0. Yukindar absolutely slapped. The important person I want to talk about here is Liquid can be better than they are right now.
Aliege
has looked not great this tournament.
I wonder if that's a side effect of Yukindar's calling being different to Nitro's.
It's very possible, but something that
don't with it too much at the moment. So.
Yeah, although Aliege hasn't looked good, the switch of IGL to Yukindar has brought out one one thing that we had talked about with Launders that Liquid actually had an issue with, which is the ability to use an AWP. OC has looked fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah, he dicked into the breach.
OC
we
has
now know it's actually not as easy as it. Like, yeah. Like, it seemed like it was really easy, and then it's like, oh no, actually, no. Yeah, it's actually going
They
better.
Played heroic and could have won the match.
Yeah.
Like, it was. That was. All three games were relatively close against heroic. It didn't seem like it was a stomp either way. This team looked good.
Yeah,
consistently good. Not just
they won't.
Like once in a while fluky good. Ever since they went down 0-2 in the challenger stage, every single thing that they have done has looked good. And it was stated at one point that like, oh, don't rate Liquid so high yet. They haven't like really played anyone.
Yeah, that is kind of true. Like the best of threes they've won have not been against great teams. But then like Into the Breach have beaten good teams, so
Into the Beach of Britain being good teams. Na'Vi is still Na'Vi, regardless of who you think they are. And that's I know it's a best of one, but slapping Na'Vi that hard. And the heroic game was as close as you're going to get against heroic. That's a coin flip.
Yep.
Like literally 50% of the time, guarantee that the series goes Liquid. Like, yeah, it felt coin flip. And they have a decently good pull. Like, if you're looking into this, out of pulls you could have gotten, Apex is a pretty good pull.
Yeah, and I think they play. I think they're on the Vitality side of the bracket.
They are, which we'll talk about. We'll talk about the bracket in a minute. Vitality and Heroic are the last two teams.
both really good. We'll talk about they're both the two best teams in the world. There's not really much else to say. They're just the two best teams in the world at the moment. But they might bottle playoffs because they normally do.
Yeah. So let's talk about playoffs. I there's literally nothing more to say about these two teams, right? Like, you went into the stage and you went, oh, what are the four possible teams that could go through 3-0? And you're like, okay, Heroic is like four teams that are like guaranteed to make playoffs. You like most days you bet Heroic, Vitality, Fate.
I would have put Ents in there, but
like, there's not many teams that you're like, yeah, they'll go through. Heroic and Vitality going through 3-0 doesn't surprise me at all.
Of course,
they played well. Let's talk about the playoffs, because that's the important bit. Playoffs first match starts on Thursday with Vitality with Heroic FaZe and then Vitality ITB. Friday we get Monty Gamer Legion, then Liquid Apex. Both semis are on Saturday, grand final on Sunday. Oh, this is gonna be a banger. So first match, let's go into.
I think Heroic will beat him. I do think Heroic will beat him.
I think Heroic will beat him too.
Heroic look fucking unstoppable. They look like the best team in the world. And if it's not them, it's Vitality. They don't normally choke to the grand final. And as good as FaZe, as resilient as FaZe are, they have flaws in the game. Bad News Eagles took a map off them. Na'Vi took a map off them without playing all that well and could have taken two. Surely they can't let these... They can't have these mistakes happen against Heroic, because Heroic will just fucking annihilate them if they do. So, I think it'll be 2-0 for Heroic. I really do.
I think it will be 2, but before we continue on, I need to say something about the whole bracket, which is this is the first time that we've gotten into a major final, like a major bracket, that I've legitimately felt six of the eight teams can actually win this major from where they are. There's a world in which I see FaZe win against Heroic and make it to the finals.
I don't see FaZe winning it. I think it's Heroic or Vitality. Maybe Team Liquid.
So let's talk about Monty Gamer Legion, because that's the other side of this, the Heroic FaZe game. So assuming Heroic wins, their FaZe Heroic's going to have to play against Monty or Gamer Legion, which neither are pushovers right now.
No,
I still think it's a Heroic win, but I feel like it's a 2-1 Heroic
against,
win.
Against most big teams, you'd back. You'd say like Monty or Gamer Legion could win, especially Gamer Legion, in my opinion. But Heroic don't lose to underdogs. I've said it before.
I don't think they lose. I think they'll lose a map, but I don't think it'll be. I think it's a 2-1.
Heroic surely gets a grand final, man. Like, I just don't see them not doing it.
No, I agree. I think they win. I just think they win 2-1.
I don't know, man.
I think this is Heroic's. It's Cadian's last chance to cement.
Well, it's everyone's last chance.
Yeah, but I don't know. Monty Gamer Legion, that match goes either way. Like straight up, that like that's a banger. Yeah. That match goes either way. Both teams have been looking really, really good. I have no question that either team could win that.
I like Game of Legion. I think Game of Legion will win it 2-1.
It depends how what Boros shows up that day. If we have like it just depends what kind of Monty shows up that day. We've seen days where Monty's been just like a decent team, and then we've seen days where Monty have beaten the shit out of people. And if we see a team that Monty's beating the shit out of people, I'm scared for Game of Legion.
We'll see. That one's like impossible to call. You have no idea how either team's going to react on stage.
Next game, Liquid Apex. I think this is Liquid every day. I'm a little biased, but I think this is Liquid every day. I think it's going to be close.
60-40 Liquid. It's 60-40 Liquid, I would say. Apex are really good. It just seems like, I can't really explain it, but like it just seems like a good matchup for Apex. Liquid don't have the super dominant AWP, and Nork has been pretty dominant. Like Nork versus OC, you feel like you can win that if you're either player. And the way Jakame's been playing, like it's really hard to bet against. Like he's forced them to win. Like games, but at the same time, if NIP can have 14-3 starts against them, Liquid can, and Liquid aren't going to choke them.
And I bring this up on just the pure Apex haven't had to deal with Yekindar in a bit. They played them earlier in the tournament,
and they beat them.
Yeah, but in a best of three is a little different.
Yeah, of course, and I do worry about JL going on stage. Maybe he like ascends and maybe he's that guy on stage, but
that was also the first. So for reference, this game against Apex, because there's a little bit of like qualification we have to put in, was NAF's worst game ever.
Yeah, and he's like in the last like so 6 years since, so.
He's been so fucking good since, and it was still close.
Yeah you're so, right. I think Liquid do win it quite comfortably.
I'm fairly boring. They both have warmed up, but I think Liquid's like real fucking warm now.
Yeah.
This last match, Vitality into the Breach, is the one I'm most 50-50 about. And I know that sounds insane. Okay, so
50-50? It's 100-0 into the Breach, man.
Oh, okay. Get okay.
The fucking king.
Bro, here's the thing. Vitality, I've never seen a team choke as much as Vitality.
Yeah, but
actually, that's not true. Team Liquid.
Surely into the Breach's story ends here. Surely.
We say like surely every fucking time that Vitality is good, that Liquid won't choke, and then they fucking do.
It's Dupree and Magisk. Like, surely. They've got 8 majors between the two of them.
No.
Oh, 7 majors between the two of them. It's yeah, 8. Magisk was on the first Apex. One. Yeah.
But still, like they have a lot of fucking majors. They have a lot of experience. But this team,
surely, man, like
chokes.
Cypher can't just run up ramp again. Like you can't.
You can't imagine Cypher just sprinting up ramp on Vertigo and winning duels. Because I fucking can.
Yeah, but like, surely you can't do it to Vitality. You can do it to Fnatic. You can't do it to Vitality. Surely.
I have faith. Surely. I want the rematch of 1776 for the third time.
Oh god, I'll go mental if they knock out Vitality in Paris.
That's the thing. I also just have the most anti-Vitality bias I humanly can, because Vitality winning in Paris just sounds too storybook ending to me, and fuck
it's awful,
that.
Isn't
like,
it? It's awful, yeah.
It's the worst. It's like Cloud9 winning in Boston. Terrible.
Yeah.
And truly, I think the Americans need to win over the French.
Somebody's got to beat the French.
Really, someone's got to beat the French. Realistically, though, this is a heroic final from the upper bracket.
I think and so. Then, I think, unfortunately, it probably is a heroic Vitality final. It's just who bowls the most in the final.
I could see heroic against Liquid. I could see heroic against Vitality. And then in the weird situation that Into the Breach wins, I could see heroic against Liquid. I was gonna say Into the Breach, and I was like, nah, no fucking way Liquid's losing Into the Breach here.
No, there's no God isn't that good. He wouldn't let Into the Breach make the final.
You don't want the champions.
I want
Into
it. I want it, but it's not happening, unfortunately.
these playoffs are going to be bangers. If you can only watch two of these matches, the two on Friday are both Monty way Gamer more Legion bangers. Monty Gamer Legion, Liquid Apex. Those are the two absolute bangers. Those are
the two to watch. Yeah, yeah.
The only one you really shouldn't watch is Heroic Phase.
Yeah, it'll be a two-hour stomp.
I say that now, and it's going to be an absolute banger, but whatever, fuck it.
It'll be a 2-0 stomp. The rest of them are interested. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. We will be back again on next week. We'll talk about Major Winner. We'll talk about IEM Dallas because it's like 3 days after the Major or some shit. It's not 3 days. Yep. It's like a week. But it's really fucking close to after the Major. Yeah. We'll talk about IEM Dallas. We'll talk about Blast. Other thing. DC fall spring, I don't fucking know what it's called. Talk about that. And we'll talk about how you know, the Major winner won't be at the Blast event because it'll be Team Liquid that isn't there. You can follow us on Twitter at Logan Rav, at AZ Eskinet, read TLDR. Bye.